The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Today, immigration enforcement takes center stage in Contra Costa County as the Board of Supervisors hosts its annual Truth Act Forum. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Martinez, this crucial public meeting will delve into the county's adherence to transparency and accountability regarding interactions between local law enforcement and ICE.
The Truth Act is a state law passed in 2017 that requires counties to provide annual reports detailing interactions between local law enforcement and federal immigration officials. Last year, only a handful of people showed up for the forum in Contra Costa County, but today, county officials are expecting a large turnout now that immigration detentions have soared under the Trump administration. Contra Costa County Supervisor John Gioia tells KCBS there's concern from many about what happens when undocumented immigrants are detained for minor violations like graffiti.
Results in that person being swept up and taken to another country's prison. I think that would be horrible.
The Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department tells KCBS the sheriff will comment on all of this during the forum. The group Indivisible Resistors will hold a rally outside just before the meeting. In Martinez, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A California scrub jay from San Ramon is this year's first West Nile infected bird in Contra Costa County. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, experts say we should start to see more as the season ramps up for the summer.
Birds are usually the first sign of West Nile. Infected birds and mosquitoes are most prevalent in July through September. But back in March, Alameda County already found a dead bird in Castro Valley that tested positive for the virus. Nola Woods, spokesperson for the Contra Costa Mosquito and Vector Control, says they're geographically vulnerable.
Contra Costa County has two coasts, the Delta and San Pablo Bay.
There is no cure or treatment for West Nile. Anyone over 50 or with a compromised immune system are considered high risk. One in five will develop flu-like symptoms, but there's a rare chance of getting encephalitis or meningitis. Last year, one person died in East Contra Costa from West Nile.
We have 23 confirmed species of mosquitoes here in Contra Costa County. Two of them are efficient at transmitting the cause of West Nile virus.
So dump any standing water so you don't provide a breeding ground for mosquitoes. And if you're out at dawn or dusk when mosquitoes are active, wear long sleeve shirts and long pants. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
And in Yolo County, a new lawsuit is targeting the owners of two fireworks companies, as well as the property owner of a warehouse where an explosion killed seven people earlier this month. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it's the first of what could be a number of legal actions stemming from the deadly blast.
The lawsuit relates to alleged damages to a neighboring farm. Think crops, farmland, equipment, about 74 acres in total. The suit filed by Etta James Farming against Devastating Pyrotechnics and Black Star Fireworks, also the property owner, Yolo County Sheriff's Lieutenant Sam Machado, who the suit alleges knew the fireworks companies were operating illegally and benefited from it. Legal analyst Stephen Clark says the outcome of the state fire marshal's investigation is not a critical factor here.
They will say that negligence is presumed here and we should be entitled to collect very quickly.
It comes as Yolo County officials are asking Attorney General Rob Bonta to take over the investigation, citing a possible conflict of interest within the Yolo County Sheriff's Office. State Fire Marshal Daniel Berland tells CBS Sacramento there will be conversations with the AG's office.
We have been working side by side here with the DA to make sure that, prosecution can occur if warranted.
Yolo County Sheriff Tom Lopez says his department is, quote, upholding the highest standards of integrity and transparency. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Workers should have no fear that they'll be retaliated against if they report a safety issue. That's one of the main takeaways of a report on the November 2023 refinery fire in Martinez. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports.
It was called the Marathon Refinery at the time. Now the company goes by Martinez Renewables. The fire, which severely injured an employee, has been investigated by multiple agencies, and Contra Costa Health is finalizing a report now on what can be done better to make sure it never happens again. Contra Costa Health Hazardous Materials Director Nicole Heath.
We will be holding them accountable for addressing all nine of the recommendations.
Things they are already working on, says General Manager of Martinez Renewables, Chris Statz.
We've taken seriously our responsibility to understand what happened and how to prevent it from happening again. This has included conducting a thorough internal investigation and fully cooperating with our regulatory authorities.
Other recommendations include instituting better safety training, making sure employees know how to issue safety complaints anonymously, and creating an atmosphere where those employees feel listened to. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
San Francisco officials have voted to end free parking in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. This as the city's rec and park departments grapples with a $15 million budget deficit. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports parkgoers have mixed reviews of that decision, which will go into effect in January of 2027.
Lee remembers when the Botanic Gardens and Cal Academy were free, and she says she's flabbergasted by this change.
And I just feel sad that now everything is monetized.
But many we spoke to actually love the idea. Stanford lives nearby and is hopeful it might make the roads in the park a little bit less hectic.
I don't walk my dog in the park on weekends because of the vehicle traffic. It's just so much.
Rec and Park spokesperson Daniel Montez says they estimate $4.9 million in annual revenue from the over 3,000 spots in the park.
Without this revenue, we face some serious cuts, and that could have a big impact on parks, facilities, and programs.
Montez says the fee will be at $3 an hour by meter or mobile app payment, and Alex says it's a price he's willing to pay.
Nationwide, we're having cuts to parks. Like, any way that we can kind of combat that, I think is a good thing.
In Golden Gate Park, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
San Rafael Police, firefighters, and a trained volunteer wrangled a sickly sea lion out from under a running car this past weekend. KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon spoke with the driver of that car.
Boston Nahagian was heading to a baseball tournament early Saturday morning.
And there was a sea lion in the middle of the road.
He stopped to see if it was hurt.
And right when I opened my door and kind of walked over to it, it started charging me and making really aggressive noises.
He backed off but left the car running with the door open. The young sea lion decided to hide out under the warm car while passing drivers gawked. Nahagian called 911, and finally, officers and firefighters arrived and pinned the pinniped.
They get out riot shields, and they kind of surrounded it and wedged the riot shield under my car and pushed it out from under and kind of boxed it in and led it over to the water.
The officers named the sick sea lion Pointer because the whole drama went down on Point San Pedro Road. The Marine Mammal Center took the animal in. Staff there say it's likely suffering from a bacterial infection. Boston says he plans to go visit and wish it a speedy recovery. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
Crime is down in Oakland, according to the OPD. For the whole year, homicides and burglaries are each down 24% compared to 2024. Robberies are down 42%. Police officials say the year-over-year crime drop appears to be a trend. Turns out crime was down in 2024 compared to 2023 numbers as well. The weather may feel a little fall-like today across the Bay Area, but is it too early to be thinking about pumpkin spice lattes? KCBS's Megan Goldsby asked some Starbucks customers in downtown San Francisco.
The company has announced the date that its famous pumpkin spice latte will be back at Starbucks for the season, August 26th. It seems early, sure. I mean, at that point, there's still about a month of summer left, but this is actually the latest it's been released in the last 3 years. Still,
it's way too early. It's way too sweet.
The PSL does have fans, lots of them. Last year when it was released on August 22nd, foot traffic rose at the chain's U.S. stores by nearly 25% on that day. This could be why Starbucks, which has seen slipping sales numbers, made the announcement earlier than usual. One of those fans, Kylie, who says she always orders it in September.
When you have your first sip, does that mean fall to you?
Yeah, definitely. In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
A rare flower that normally attracts birds and bugs is now attracting people to San Jose State University thanks in part to a live webcam. KCBS's Brett Burkhart reports.
In this case, it's a good thing you can't smell YouTube.
The petals on it are large, and they also have a really distinct smell.
It's the reason its nickname is the corpse flower.
There's a noticeable rotting smell.
Sandra Gong is a third-year microbiology student at San Jose State University who is volunteering for the campus greenhouse where there are two corpse flowers.
Right now, it's past blooming, so it's at the process of closing right now.
A bloom that only happens every 5 to 10 years, but there's another chance to see a rare bloom.
We do have a premature corpse flower that is also standing outside for everyone to watch.
And while the younger one isn't yet showing signs of blooming, Gong is looking for signs.
There'd be a lot of pollinators that would come around, like birds, insects, And that's how you know it's probably about time.
You too can look for the signs of the next corpse flower bloom on a YouTube channel set up by San Jose State. Just search SJSU Corpse Cast Live.
You'll see people walking in and out. And there's also a little hole, a little window in the corpse flower as well. I think it's to let the smell out. I'm not sure, though.
Brett Burkhart, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.